Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to an interlude episode of the podcast. I am currently still on hiatus from the show. It'll be back soon. I just wanted to kind of first of all say I hope you're all well and I hope that you're staying safe and that you're not letting lockdown drive you insane. I know it has driven a lot of people to do crazy things and, you know, we're all struggling with it. So I sincerely hope you're looking after your physical and mental health and everything's going well. As is probably not news to anyone, the industry is really struggling at the moment. And as this is a podcast about the industry, I wanted to highlight some places that if you do have money or if you are able to assist or even just share the links to these venues that are struggling to help them get some more money in, then that would be amazing. And yeah, so I'm just going to do them in any order. There's no specific preferences here. It's just they are doing crowdfunding and I want to throw some support behind them because I don't want to see any of them go under. Also, this is by no means a comprehensive list of venues that are crowdfunding. So I'm just picking ones that have supported me in the past and are run by amazing people. So yeah, here we go. The Stand, an absolute institution in comedy. It has supported and launched the careers of so many household and TV names and I've done them loads of times. I adore their venues. All three of them are amazing. It would just be hell. I can't even think of how else to describe it. It would be a absolute travesty and a loss if they don't survive this. So if you can give them any money, I and the entire industry would really appreciate it, as it's not something that should be struggling like this. It should be getting more support. But I mean, at the moment, it is. I don't know the full situation between them and the Creative Arts Council up here, although I do know that it is currently not being classed as any of these are being classed as artistic enough venues to get funding, and that is obviously an issue, and that is an issue that needs to be resolved. And at the moment, we know that that is no solution for that, and there needs to be, and I hope that there are people that can work on that. So yes, second one I'm going to go with is Angel Comedy. I mean, where do you even start talking about Angel? They are one in a billion. They are a club that can run on steam and nothing more than donations and people who give a shit about comedy supporting live comedy. So I would highly recommend you throw some money their way. They do 7 nights a week, free entry. They ask you to donate or give money if you can. How many other clubs do that, really? How many other clubs have been able to survive this long that do that? It is an absolutely invaluable part of the lifeblood of the nation, but also the London scene. So if you can, you know, they gave me my first DVD recording venue and they've been immensely supportive for me and others. Just loads of people have come through and they've had amazingly big names that have come down. And yeah, so if you can support them, there's a link in the show notes to their crowdfunding. Monkey Barrel, number three. So a new contender up here in Scotland. They're a wonderful club. They're run by wonderful people. They're doing a crowdfunding to keep themselves afloat. They all work stupid numbers of hours to make sure that it's comfortable for everyone, much like The Stand. They offer some of the best deals in the Edinburgh Festival in terms of not, you know, making sure that artists go into debt. They are amazing. They offer a lot of facilities to help acts promote their shows when they maybe aren't able to promote them or they don't know how to promote their shows. Yeah, they're just wonderful people who give a shit and care about comedy and obviously care about making money, but they love comedy. And I want to support as many clubs as possible to survive that love comedy. So again, if you want to support the Monkey Barrel crowdfunder, there's a link in the show notes. Just a Tonic. Daryl bailed me out when I lost my venue during Cowgate Gatehead Gate a few years back. I don't know if anyone remembers that. I did, because it was a horrendous situation to be in the middle of. And I felt like, yeah, he just really stuck his neck out. He put me in a really nice room and didn't charge me loads for it. And, you know, just generally has been amazingly supportive, not just for me, but for so many comedians coming through. Just Tonic in general is an absolute institution. I've said institution so many times in this, but I have just picked the top ones that I think deserve as much, you know, reach as possible. So let's go with that. Yeah, I really think you should back him. I think you should back his whole team, and if you've got any money that can support it, please do check out the link in the show notes. I think they all deserve a chance to get through this, and rightly so. They deserve your attention and potentially money, so please do check that out. The Phoenix Artists Club, not just a comedy club, this one also does quite a lot of burlesque and theatre and cabaret, and it actually got funding this morning, so I'm still going to include it because I know people that work there, and I think the venue is great, and I think the people at it are amazing. So I just, you know, I didn't want to just drop it just because they've got some funding. I felt like it's probably worth still plugging it because I don't know how quickly they get their funding, and I don't know how quickly you know, they're able to spend it, and whether they have to validate it. I don't know what conditions come on funding from Arts Council, some things. So just because it says on, you know, newspaper articles they have been given some funding, doesn't mean they've got it today, and that is really what we all need to be working for today. So if you do have some money to put towards the Phoenix Artists Club, there's a link in the show notes to their funding. I don't want to see any of these venues go under. So if you can support any of them, give a pound to each of them if you've got a fiver. However you want to do it, try and support if you can. And if you are a comedian like me who has no money coming in and has had all their work cancelled, don't feel too obliged to support it because we all need to eat and stay alive. But if you want to share their links on your social media and help support it, I'm sure a lot of you already have for some of these, please, please do support them. That's all. I'll see you all in a little while. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.